One of the most recent groups to form in Wicklow is Wicklow Welcomes, a group that was set up to help the asylum seekers at the Direct Vision Centre in Wicklow Town. And founder of the group is Emma Kitson, who's on the line. Hello to you, Emma.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. So how are the residents of the Grand Hotel settling in?
Oh, really well, actually. They've become very involved in the community, which is really lovely to see. Lots of volunteer work going on. There are people working in the local charity shops and getting involved with Volunteering Ireland. There are people volunteering by just doing gardening work on the hotel and things like that. And some of the residents have volunteered to be stewards at the St. Patrick's Day Festival, which is, you know, it's really great to see that they're integrating in the community and helping out in their local community, wanting to get involved.
Right, and how many people are there?
I believe there's 83 at the moment.
Right, and all different ages and genders and
ages,
families,
yeah,
and nationalities and whatever.
Absolutely, yeah. There's the age profile is kind of from, well, obviously there are children, about 17 children there, and there are a few young males there who are 18, 19, and they're still in secondary school. You know, there are couples and single people and one or two more elderly people, but, you know, there aren't very many elderly people there.
Right. And what did they do all day?
Well, many of them are helping in the community, as I said. They also have a common room where they liaise with each other and they have meetings with their lawyers, but it is hard to fill their time. Obviously, the people with children have more to do during the day than the people without children. So we're working hard trying to find things for the men to do in particular. A lot of the women have joined things like the Knitting and Sewing Club, and they go to parent and toddler groups and things like that. But we're just finding things for the men to do at the moment. A local traveller group who has runs a fishing kind of expedition has been taking some of the men out on that, and they've really enjoyed that. So we're trying to find activities for the men to do during the day while they await their work permits, because, as you know, they're not allowed work for the first 9 months that they're in the country. So there are a few people actually that are there that have passed that 9 month mark. They've moved from other streets and they are working now, and you know, so that obviously fills their day. And one of them recently got a promotion in his job, so that's really nice to hear that they're making a success of themselves.
Now, there was criticism, of course, of the owner's decision to hand over the Grand Hotel. And, I mean, there are people who object, first of all, to the Direct Provision Centre. Others object to actually anybody foreign coming in the first place. But have you seen anything, as I say, people who didn't mind that that people were coming in and would seek asylum, but were very upset that the only hotel in the town was going to be effectively out of use for the next year? Have you met any of those comments?
Well, I mean, at the very outset, we did face some negativity, but we just focused on what our aim was, which was to help the residents settle in and show them that Wicklow people in the main are a very kind, compassionate group of people. There were some vociferous people complaining about the use of the hotel as a direct provision centre and, you know, the influx of people from other countries to the area. But the silent majority were people who just wished these people well and wanted to show them a nice, neighbourly, compassionate welcome to the community. And that's what we focused on rather than on the negativity.
Right. Any immediate events coming up?
We actually have a coffee morning coming up, which is actually going to be in conjunction with yourselves in East Coast. It's going to be for the Wicklow Cancer Support.
Brilliant.
And that's in 2 weeks' time. So we'll be putting out some advertising about that on our Facebook page, Wicklow Welcomes. And the residents will be heavily involved in that as well. We're going to have a raffle and try and raise some funds for a very worthy charity. We're also got the following coffee morning that we have will actually be run by the residents themselves. So we do a coffee morning once a month, and just a good way for residents to meet people in the local community. We also had someone from an organic farm do a talk to the residents recently. After the last coffee morning, they brought them out to their organic farm and showed them the ropes and gave them a talk on what the business was all about, and it was just a nice way for them to see another way of life in Ireland as well. So we're trying to organise more things like that as well for the residents.
Okay, very good. Emma Kitson from Wicklow welcomes. Thanks, Emma.